You're a singer-songwriter today, but you actually started off in a punk band, is that correct?
Yes.
Was that an easy transition to make from punk band to singer-songwriter?
It was a pretty, actually, surprisingly, a natural progression for me. As I was playing out more with my band, I kept meeting more musicians and then meeting people who played different genres. And so it actually was a pretty easy transition.
As a songwriter, where are some of the places that you look for inspiration for your songs?
Oh, boy. I feel like that's a funny question, because usually I'm inspired when I'm not looking for it. So everyday life stuff, whether that's like something I see while I'm driving by the side of the road, or something that somebody says that just strikes me in a peculiar way. I'm like, oh, that was cool. Meditate on that for a bit. So yeah, really pretty much any and everything.
As far as influences go, who did you grow up listening to, and who do you kind of see yourself patterning after, I guess?
Well, to go back, the first band I was ever in, I kind of was listening to a lot of punk music. The Clash was one of my go-tos, and kind of from there transitioned when I discovered Wilco. That was kind of a huge kind of turning point in what I was listening to, and then started listening to a lot of Lucinda Williams and Gillian Welch, Neil Young, Tom Petty, all that stuff.
And as far as the St. Louis music scene, what's the scene like there? Is it a supportive atmosphere for musicians?
Yeah, I found this really warm environment for anything creative. So music, art, food, the food culture. It seems like everybody's being creative and wants to support each other, which has been a really nice place to be and to experience all of that growth together.